Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that emphasizes God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Thursday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today, we're nearing the end of our third week teaching on how to fulfill your destiny. And I tell you, I am enjoying this series. I know that some people think that that's strange that I enjoy my own teaching, but the way I look at it is, if I don't enjoy it, I don't know why anybody else should enjoy it. This is what God used to change my life. When I was just 18 years old, I began to realize I needed to make decisions about the direction my life was going, and without even realizing exactly what I was doing, I just started praying, God, what's your will for my life? And that led me to the encounter I had in 1968, and this revelation that God had a purpose for my life and figuring out how to follow His will and find that purpose has been one of the major factors in my life. Actually, it's kind of what jump-started my whole relationship with the Lord. And I believe that that same thing is happening for many of you. As you've been watching these programs, I know that God has stirred you up. Rather than to just be one of the crowd, a part of the herd, God has an individual plan for you. You are unique. God created you with a purpose. And once you understand that, and begin to move in that direction, I tell you, this gives purpose, meaning, direction to your life. Personally, I just don't understand what really motivates people to get up and keep going, really, when you don't feel like you have a purpose. You're just drifting aimlessly through life, and you're wondering, you know, why am I here? I just can't relate to that. Like I said, ever since I was 18, I've had this revelation of what God created me to do. And of course, it's a progressive thing. I understand it better now than I did then. But I mean, I have lived with a sense of destiny and purpose for 41 years. Every morning I get up and there's a reason to get up. There's a purpose. I've got things that I need to do and fulfill. And I just don't understand how people that don't have that drive, I don't understand what it is that keeps you going. It would be frustrating to me. So I'm not saying that to condemn anybody, but to encourage you that God has a destiny for every single person. So we've already made that point. And then we talked about from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, that the very first step in finding God's destiny for your life is to become a living sacrifice. It's like that's a room that you have to go through in order to reach God's destiny and purpose. The first step is becoming a living sacrifice. And this is precisely the reason that so few people ever really discover what God wants them to do is because they haven't been a living sacrifice. They basically are doing their own thing. They are leaning under their own understanding. They only turn to the Lord when they get in crisis, after they've made a mess of things and they're in trouble is when most people turn to the Lord. And if that's your attitude, God's not going to reveal His whole purpose to you, because if He did, even if somehow or another you found out God's purpose for your life, but if you weren't completely yielded unto Him and submitted unto God, you would blow the whole thing. You would ruin everything. Boy, I could spend days amplifying that from Scripture. There's so many scriptural examples, and of course, most of you don't have to think real hard to come up with an example on your own of where you've done things your own way and the mess that it got you into. So we've talked about everybody has a destiny. The first step in you fulfilling yours is to become a living sacrifice. And then what I started yesterday is talking from Romans chapter 12, verse 2, where after you become a living sacrifice, the next step, it says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." And so the second thing, and really equally important to becoming a living sacrifice, is you've got to renew your mind and get to where the Word of God has changed your values, because this is the number one way that God reveals Himself to us, is through the Word. It's not the only way. God could speak to you in an audible voice. God can appear in some way. God can speak to you through prophecy. God can orchestrate circumstances. And there's a number of ways that God moves in our life. But I really believe with all of my heart, and I'm going to make some of these points today and tomorrow and even into next week, talking about that the number one way that God reveals Himself to us is through Scripture. It's the best way. It actually says in 2 Peter chapter 1 that the Word of God, the written Word of God, is a more sure word of prophecy than an audible voice or a visible manifestation from God. Now see, there's a lot of you watching this program who thought, oh man, I don't think that. I would love to have God appear to me and see something or hear an audible voice. Man, then I'd be strong. Really, according to Scripture, like the parable that Jesus gave about the rich man who died and went to hell, and after he realized his error and he was in hell, he had compassion for his brothers, and he asked Abraham, he says, send Lazarus back that he might witness to my brothers. And Abraham said, they have the prophets, talking about the Old Testament Scripture, the Word. And he said, oh, they won't believe the Word, but they would believe if somebody rose from the dead. And Abraham says, if they won't believe the prophets, the Word of God, then they won't believe though one rose from the dead. People are always thinking, if I just had a greater manifestation, if I could hear an audible voice, if God would appear to me, then I'd be strong, then things would be different. No, it's the opposite. If you aren't responding to the written Word of God, which is a more sure word of prophecy than a visible or audible thing directly from God, then you wouldn't value the physical manifestation either. And I know some of you disagree with that, and you're entitled to your opinion, but I won't agree with you, or we'd both be wrong. This is what the Scripture teaches. And you know what? I have an example of a guy who came to school here. And this guy, his family was still back in Omaha, and it took a period of time for him to get his family out here with him. And during that period of time, he was just miserable. He was missing his family. He was not sure about how he was going to pay for school. This guy griped all the time. I just wanted to drop kick him right out the door. And anyway, this guy was always talking to me, and finally he came to me one day. And the night before, he was praying, and, oh, God, am I supposed to be here? And the Lord appeared to him. The Lord walked into his room. Now, I don't know all of the details, but that's what he said, that the Lord appeared to him, said, you're exactly where I told you to be. Quit complaining and just be here. And he came into school, and instead of griping, he was over the top. He was praising God. I know I'm doing what God told me to do. And he told the whole school about it, and he was happy for a day or two. And then, by Monday, he was back in the same funk. And I said, you had the Lord walking. I've never had God appear to me. I've never seen anything visible. I've never heard an audible voice from God. You had the Lord walk into your room, tell you you're doing exactly what you're supposed to do, and it only lasted for 48 hours. You know, my point is, those of you that have to have something carnal, something in the physical, the natural, to motivate you. You think that if I had this, then I'd be strong. No, it's just the opposite. Man does not live by bread alone, physical, natural things, but it's every word of God is what's really going to build your faith. Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Faith does not come by experiences. Faith does not come by audible voices and visible manifestations. You can get excited over those things. That can certainly motivate you. And I'm not saying that those things are wrong in their place, but faith comes by hearing the Word of God. It's the Word of God. That's exactly what the Lord ministered to me out of Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And you know the word conformed used right there in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. It's a Greek word, and it literally means to pour into the mold of. So this is saying, and some of the translations will actually translate it exactly that way. It says, don't be poured into the mold of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Whether you realize it or not, this world is constantly exerting pressure on you. This world is constantly trying to get you to have their values. You hear that, you know, if you listen to the same thing that the world listened to. If you watch the same news, if you watch the same movies, if you read the same books, same information coming in, you're going to get the same things going out. Scripture says in Proverbs 23:7, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. The way you think is the way your life is going to go. It will go the direction of your dominant thought. And so you are going to have to think differently. You have to be not conformed, poured into the mold. Don't be like the rest of the world. How do you keep that from happening? By the renewing of your mind. And how do you keep your mind renewed? That is exactly what the Word of God is given to us for. The Word of God is His thoughts written down so that you can read it. It's His perspective. It's His viewpoint. And I tell you, if you are ever going to experience God's destiny for your life, you've got to not only be a living sacrifice, but you've got to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And the number one way, I mean far and away the number one way, the dominant way by far, is to be in the Word of God and let the Word of God change you. I've got an entire tape set on this. I'm not going to teach on this directly, but I've got an entire teaching series entitled Effortless Change. And a lot of people think that change, it's a misnomer to say that it's effortless, because change is a painful experience for most people and it's hard. But if you do it God's way is to get into the Word of God. And if you just start thinking this way, as a man thinks, that's the way that your life will go. If you begin to start thinking well, your body would become well. If you begin to start thinking prosperous according to the revelation given in the Word of God, you would begin to start prospering. If you begin to start recognizing God's love and understanding how He loved us, and you start thinking that way towards other people, you would start seeing division and strife dissipate, and you would see love, and things would happen. But it really all starts with the way you think. Most people are trying to get different actions without changing your thought life, and that's the reason that it's so hard. That's what makes change hard. But if you'll change the way you think, then your actions are just an inevitable byproduct. It'll come effortlessly. Let me use this scripture that Jesus was ministering to people in John chapter 8, and it says, in John chapter 8, verse 30, it says, as He spake these words, many believed on Him. And then in verse 31, and Jesus said unto those Jews which believed on Him, if you continue in My word, then are you My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Boy, there is a lot in that passage of Scripture. These were people that believed on Him. That would be comparable today to what we talk about people who profess to be Christians. In other words, they've made a profession of faith. They believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that He came to forgive their sins. They're saved. They're going to heaven. These were people who believed on Him, and yet He says, if you continue in My word, then are you My disciples indeed. The Lord never called us to make converts. He called us to make disciples. Go into all the world and make disciples is what the Scripture says over in Matthew chapter 28. And so we are supposed to be making disciples of people. And Jesus here said, you can only become a disciple if you continue in God's Word. It's not a one-time experience. It's not like you get a Scripture one time and you get it and you've just got it. That's all that there is to it. You have to let it become living on the inside of you. Matter of fact, I just heard a man, Keith Moore. I was listening to one of his teachings yesterday, I think it was, or the day before, and he was trying to introduce a subject that was a subject that he's taught on a lot of people have heard. And he said, I know some of you think you know all about this, and it's like, oh, I've heard this, let's go on to something else. And he made a statement that I thought was really powerful, and he says, if the Scripture is old to you, then it's not living on the inside of you. He says, if the Scripture is living, then when a person says, let's turn to this verse, you'll be excited because that's a live revelation and it's working in your life. When you hear somebody say, oh, we're going to talk about faith again, and you say, oh, I've heard that before. Well, then you may have heard it, but you haven't continued in the Word. It's not living on the inside of you. And man, I think that that is a very accurate statement. And that's what Jesus is saying. He says, if you continue in My word, you just don't hear it one time. You don't get a total revelation of things. You know, people come to me all of the time and say that they've heard My teaching on some subject and they have listened to it a dozen times, or some people 50 times or 100 times. And they say every time they listen to it, they get something new out of it. That's continuing in the word. Just to say, well, I read John chapter 8 before. What would I need to read that for again? Boy, you don't have a revelation. The Word of God isn't a living and alive to you. I can go back to scriptures that I've studied thousands of times and still get brand new, fresh things out of it. And even if I don't get something that's new, it just freshens it. It makes it alive on the inside of you. Jesus is saying that you have to continue in the Word, and then you become His disciple. And notice this in verse 32, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." People take that 32nd verse out of context all the time and just say, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then John chapter 17, verse 17 says, "Thy word is truth." And those, so they say that the Word of God just makes you free. And so people take a scripture and they think just because they are holding a scripture in their hand or they got the Bible in their hand that, boy, this is making me free. No, it says here in verse 32, "You shall know the truth." It says, "And ye shall know the truth." The word "and" is a conjunction, tying it to the previous statement. Only if you continue in the Word to the point that you become a disciple. The word disciple means a learner or a follower. You don't just hear the Word one time and that's it. No, you continue in it. It's alive. It's working. It's to the point that it's changing your life. And when the Word of God begins to start working in you like that, then you know the truth. The word "know" here isn't talking about just intellectual. It's talking about you experience. For instance, the scripture says Adam knew his wife Eve and that she conceived and bare a son. And Cain knew his wife and she conceived. It's talking about an intimate relationship. This is saying that if you continue in the Word, if it's alive and living to you, then you know the truth by experience, and the truth will set you free. Notice it's not just the truth will set you free. It's the truth that you know, the truth you're experiencing, the truth that's working in your life, the truth that's alive, that you are continuing in. That sets you free. Now, this is Jesus speaking to people who believed on Him and telling them how to go to the next step. And the way you do it is through the renewing of your mind. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. You have to continue in the Word. You have to know it. It has to become a living experience to you. And then the Word that you have experienced, the Word that is working in your life, makes you free. This Word does not set you free until it comes off of this page and into your life and starts working. You could lay the Bible on your head until it rubs all the hair off the top of your head, and it's never going to set you free. You can carry the Bible under your arm. I remember going into a lady's home one time and she offered me some tea and served it to me in a cup and a saucer. And I set the saucer on top of the family Bible that was on the coffee table. And when I did, you would have thought I cussed, used profanity. This woman just gasped. Like, how dare you set something on top of the Bible? And so I moved my cup real quick and you could see the dust ring that it left. You know, she was honoring the Bible. Well, I was honoring it by living it. It was alive on the inside of me. She was honoring that book and thinking that it was disrespectful to set something on top of it. You know, I believe that this is a representation of the Word of God, an accurate representation, down to the last little word, like the book of Galatians was written on whether the word "seed" was singular or plural, seeds. So it's not just down to the word, it's down to whether it's plural or singular. I believe in the accuracy of the word. But you know what? This is not the word. This is a representation of the word. I could tear this thing to pieces and it hadn't affected the word. I can lose a page of this Bible. It doesn't affect the word. The word is living and alive. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, the word is quick and powerful. The word "quick" means alive. It's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. God's Word is alive. Now, this is an accurate representation of it, but it's not really God's Word until I mix it with faith and it comes alive and starts living in me. Then I've got the Word. Just having this book under my arm is not going to scare the devil off. You know, I was just flipping through the dials one time and I saw an old, what do they call them? Vampire movie And anyway, this guy was going through some dark place, and he had a cross and a Bible and a lantern, and he was going through there, and this eerie music was playing, and you could tell something bad was about to happen. And anyway, he was going through, and he dropped his cross, and it fell in the water, and he just panicked, and he was looking through this water trying to get this cross so that he could keep the vampire at bay. And anyway, as he was trying to find it, in the reflection in the water, you could see this vampire over his shoulder, and sure enough, he got it because he dropped his cross and it no longer worked. And you know, in those movies, you have to hold the cross up or the Bible up and it'll keep the vampire at bay. Of course, that's silly. It's stupid. But there's a lot of Christians that honestly think that because they have a Bible or because they have a little promise thing on their table that they're keeping the devil at bay and they're in the Word. Man, the devil translated some of these Bibles. Forgive me for being blunt, but he did. The devil quoted Scripture to Jesus. He will try and misuse Scripture and pervert it to be able to manipulate you. This isn't going to change your life until it comes off of this page. And like the Scripture says, you have to continue in it. You have to know it, experience it. It needs to become alive on the inside of you. And then, only then, shall you know the truth. And the truth you know will set you free. This is what it's saying in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Not to be conformed. Don't be poured into the mold of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. When I first got really started in the Lord, you know, and the Lord gave me a vision of what He wanted me to do, and I knew that I was going to be reaching people all over the world, and I had this desire and motivation in my heart, and yet I didn't have a clue. Not a clue how to get from here to there. And I was, you know, in a denominational church that wouldn't accept or embrace anything that I believed. And it looked like, God, it was just impossible. How am I ever going to fulfill your destiny for my life? I remember kneeling around my bed and I was praying and I had my Bible open on the bed in front of me. And I was just praying, God, how do I do this? What do I do? And I remember opening up my eyes and looking and I saw my Bible laying on the bed, and I just heard the Lord speak to me, and He says, if you'll just stick your nose in that book and come to know what I've told you, everything you need to know is right in there. I'll show you everything. And you know what? That was a word from God for me. And I began to day and night, as much as, I don't know, 10 to 15 hours a day, I just started studying the Word. I became addicted to the Word. And I can truthfully tell you that the things that God has done in my life that have moved me in the direction that God has for me, it's because of the Word of God. The Word of God, God will speak to you through it. He'll give you direction. You know, I've got a lot more to say on this, but the point I'm trying to get across, and I'll be amplifying this through a lot of other scriptures. If you are going to go ahead and fulfill your destiny, you've got to not only be a living sacrifice, but you've got to couple that with renewing your mind through the Word of God. If you are one that just says, well, the Bible says somewhere, but you don't know where it is, you don't know it yet. It's got to become real to you. You got to get to where you know the Word of God better than you know the back of your hand. And I promise you, when you get to where you know the truth you know will set you free. I'm out of time today, but we are going to continue this on my program tomorrow. So listen as our announcer gives you some information about how you can get these products.
We're happy to announce that Destiny Stories, Volume 1, is now available. Contained on one powerful DVD are the stories of real people who dared to believe that God had an exciting destiny for their lives. You'll be inspired and transformed as you hear their stories. Destiny Stories is available for a gift of any amount. Request DVD T3006D. Andrew's teachings played a central role in each of these destiny stories. Today, we're offering Andrew's four-part teaching titled, How to Fulfill Your Destiny. This teaching will help you discover your God-given destiny and teach you to walk in it. It's available on either CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request CD album T1051C or DVD album T1051D when you contact us. Your gifts help Andrew bring the almost too good to be true news of the gospel into countless homes every day. The third teaching in the CD album titled Renewing Your Mind is also available for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this third teaching free of charge. Request teaching THT-121C when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. You can use your credit card to order by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Again, that number is 719-635-1111. Or you can reach us through our website, where you can order ministry materials online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. If you prefer to write to us, our address is Andrew Womack Ministries, P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. We appreciate your generosity. We hope to hear from you today.
You know, I have so much information on this. I'm just teaching a very narrow teaching here about the Word of God. I'm just hitting a few of the highlights, but I have a lot of teaching. I have a series called the Foundation Series that I teach, introduction in our Bible school, very first thing that we teach. I've got Effortless Change that I made reference to. Boy, just a bunch. I've got a number, really, all of my teaching centers around this same point. And I'd like to encourage you to go to our website, because on our website, we have all of my teachings available free. You could put them on an MP3 download. I've got around 400 of my teachings that are absolutely free. If you would like to get hard copies, albums, and things like that, you can order that through the website. You can get television and radio programs. It's a great website. We have the address right there on the screen. So please check it out today.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. He'll be in Raleigh, North Carolina for a Gospel Truth seminar June 11th through the 13th, in Colorado Springs for the annual Summer Family Bible Conference June 29th through July 3rd, and in South Africa for a Gospel Truth seminar July 21st through the 23rd. He'll also be in Durant, Oklahoma July 30th and 31st, and in Boston, Massachusetts for a Gospel Truth seminar August 6th through the 8th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
We're getting close to our Summer Family Bible Conference. It's going to be on June the 29th through July the 3rd, and it's going to be a great time for the whole family. We have children's ministry. We have it set up so that there are our CBC classes in the morning, but the afternoons are off, and then evening meetings. It's just a great time, and I believe that it could be a vacation for you and your whole family. The children will be blessed. So make plans to join me June the 29th through July the 3rd for our Summer Family Bible Conference.
Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more Gospel Truth.